Hello, everybody, and welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. I'm feeling like talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is the reunion part two. Let's talk about it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The video is really good. Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. We are rocking out to Ariana Grande. She's going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. I've been looking forward to that. I'm your host, Thomas Rulina, and I've got my girls here.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone.
Hi everyone, I'm Cynthia Nicole.
And we are back to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Reunion part two. I can't believe it, we're here.
We are here.
Right? It just feels like we were just on this. But anyways, we're back in the studio. And three topics that we're going to be discussing tonight are the fashion. We need to just do an overview of all of the ladies' fashions. We want to know who, you know, wore the best outfits this season. We're going to talk a little bit about Camille, because obviously she's back on the sofa tonight, and Dorit and Teddy. And lastly, we're going to be talking about the drama with the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
Just opening thoughts about tonight's reunion part two.
I mean, it kind of reminded me a lot of last week. I'm looking forward more so to next week. I think that this one was, you know, it was good to see Camille.
Yeah.
So that made me happy, and it was, you know, a little bit more edgy, but I think it was pretty, like, you know, straightforward.
Straightforward.
You know, blasé.
Yeah.
It was better than the first one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising, because usually they start the reunions with, like, a bang on the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was more of a tease, and then the third episode, boom, it's just going to happen, right?
This whole season, that's how it is. Like, it's just, the whole thing's a tease. Like, it's like, so now it's just like, I know I'm not getting anything from you. Like, just a tease all over.
Do you think it was because everybody played it safe? Nobody really wanted to have any drama. People were kind of like tippy-toeing around subjects.
No. I think it's because there was too much generating of drama from Dorit that all the other girls, it was just more on their reactions rather than natural things that would have happened. Mm-hmm. Like really juicy things, I think sometimes are more so natural than just like, oh, I think I'm going to complain about this, or I'm going to not do this because I know everyone's going to get mad, or, you know, I don't know.
And it seemed like everybody was really aware that that was happening.
Yeah, it's very clear.
Yeah.
Really wasn't juicy drama. I just thought it was just petty little girl fights in fourth grade. It wasn't like, oh, you stole my husband, I'm gonna like slap you, or something, you know, something juicy.
Erica did say she's giving everyone blowjobs, but I mean,
oh yeah, that was
So a lot of what is happening in Beverly Hills is the fashion. So I just want to know from you girls, you guys have great senses of fashion. Who was your favorite fashionista this season?
Oh.
One person.
Erica. Always Erica.
Erica. Okay.
Always Erica.
Jiggy, Lisa Vanderpump's dog. I'm sorry.
Wait, what appearances has he made that I missed?
On the table.
On the table.
He listens to all the juicy topics between Lisa and whoever she invites over. That's my favorite.
So yeah.
The dog.
You know what?
Wow.
As much as I loved Erica, I have to say I really liked Dorit's fashion.
Dorit was good.
And it's so ironic because a lot of the ideas and, like, the concept that she had kind of matched Erica's. Mm-hmm. Like, even in the reunion.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And other, like, the latex night. It's interesting. Like, I don't know if their style teams are very close or if they're very on trend, but they're very similar.
That's the one thing you can generate is, you know, a very, very calculated fashion choices. I love that. I love. She, you know, there's not a bracelet that was out of place. Mm-hmm. You knew exactly, you know, I feel like she knew exactly what she was wearing all the time. You know, even her in that, what was it, with the fanny pack walking around the house with the white shirt.
Gucci.
The Gucci fanny pack.
There was a lot of Gucci this season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Like, like this show was sponsored by Gucci. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was plugged like so well because yes. it was just the phone case, it was the handbags, it was everything.
And the tracksuits.
The tracksuits.
Chanel bags, which yeah. I really like Lisa Vanderpump's pink Chanel bag. But hands down, I think Lisa Vanderpump was my favorite. I'm sorry.
By the way, that Chanel bag, I saw that and at the Chanel store in Chicago. And oh my gosh, it when you walk in, it was the first one there.
Really?
Yeah, it was just on display.
Was and it I'm the like, same color?
The
was
same
it?
Thing, yeah. Oh, oh wow. yeah, same thing. It was beautiful. Not with the roller underneath it, but the big bag
the
on,
big
top.
One on top.
Yeah, it was like velvet almost. So cute. And it's just like, it's cute enough to just be like an overnight, like.
Okay, please tell us. I'm sure you looked at the price tag.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
No. You don't look at the price tag.
What's the ballpark for a Chanel for those that are listening?
It's Monopoly money. For that one, probably 6 or 8. Eight, maybe.
Because the small ones are what, like 2,000?
Oh, it's
maybe?
A pet. No. 3, no. 000. It would be like, well, 3 to 4. I mean, we can check in with Lauren on this. Lauren, would you?
Yes.
Lauren, which one? 10? The
11,
for
the, probably 11.
11 for the pink one? Okay.
11,000.
That's my best friend, you guys.
Yes.
She's my hype woman. So, yeah. So, I mean, the little ones 11, are...
11,000.
Yeah. Like, my regular one, it's just the classic one. It's like 5K. So, like, the rest of them are, you know, it depends.
Does it depend on, like... Because I know I've read, like, lambskin. There's, like, different kinds of...
Sure.
Leather.
But also, like, the like, you know, what's in on trend and what's happening right now. And also, you know, if you have something that's vintage, sometimes that it'll be even more. Mm. It, you know, it just depends.
So while we're on the subject of money, $40,000 has been reported that Erica Girardi puts together to have the Erica Jane brand up and running. And... $40,000, she said, is like a quarter to what her girl or other people that she knows. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's too excessive? What do you guys
Me?
Think about that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you can afford something, then go for it. It's
yeah.
not like she's, you know, trying to take out loans and refinancing her house for handbags. It's like, no, everything is needed and she has the funds.
Yeah.
She has a private jet. Come
on. Exactly. Thoughts on that?
She's opposite.
By the way, Richie is not here today. Yes, his text, but he'll be back next
yes.
week.
Yes. Hi, Richie. I don't agree. I think that's probably a college student's year paycheck. Yes, you can live the lifestyle, but I have heard that there's people that waste more money than she does. Mm-hmm. But I just don't agree. I think that's just too much.
All right.
It's way too much.
Well, let us know in the comments. We always read the comments after the shows. I always like to read it.
Because there's YouTube. There's
so
YouTube videos. You can do your own makeup, your own hair, and still be fabulous.
Excuse me. Who the hell is using YouTube to make themselves millions of dollars a year?
There's probably
for the trade-off.
Plenty.
No.
There's probably plenty of you. I do my own hair and makeup, and I feel glamorous.
You making
and like,
as much as Erica?
No, one day I will, but I feel like
sure,
right now
but
I gotta
you won't
just...
have the same hair and makeup. You'll be getting it done.
No, because I'm really picky. I just don't like anybody to do my hair and makeup. I'm just really picky. That's just me. But yes,
okay.
What was your question?
I don't even know at this point. I'm just like, no. I mean, I feel like, okay, yeah, I do know. So if you're going to make money, though, like let's say it's an investment. Let's say you put down $40,000 on a horse race and you know you're going to make $100,000 because that's what's going to happen. You know, that's an investment. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not a good analogy, but that's a gamble. But the thing is that my point is, if you're going to make that money in return because you look great, then isn't it worth it?
Well, if I were her, I would manifest more job opportunities, more book deals, owning a castle, buying a land with, you know, like using that $40,000 for something different. Yes, you could look great and be an entertainer and be magical, but I think there's other ways to use that amount of money.
What I'm saying is because of that, though, she would not make her money to buy that castle. You know what I mean? So if she doesn't spend that $40,000 to be Erica Jane, she's not Erica Jane, but, and she probably wouldn't even be on the show.
But using $40,000 for vanity?
In Erica's defense, $40,000, I mean, it's what makes her her. Now there's someone in the press I guess that's the cost of being Erica Jane. But,
sure.
You know, it was interesting that Andy brought that up. Going on topic, Chanel and all of the bags that Kyle lost in her house was another tragedy that we got to relive again. I wrote this down. If something like that happened to you in your home, would you still stay in that home or would you want to move out of there? And clearly Kyle has the money to do either option.
Me personally?
If you had just moved in there, because Kyle had just moved into her house, you know, she goes to Aspen, everything's gone.
I'm extremely superstitious and also spiritual and all that.
So you would be out.
I'd be out. And also, I probably wouldn't have even moved in there, to be honest. She thought that her original house was such good luck, then she would have stayed there. Like, you know what I mean?
Just I hate that she moved.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I actually would have had somebody cleanse the house, if not myself. Sure. I would have used sage or something and just cleanse out the energy vibes. I think the vibes itself is probably can be traumatic. Maybe she could be like, somebody's going to,
like,
you know.
It was like millions of dollars. A lot. Nobody just stole, like, you know.
I think her mother's jewelry is the sad part about
that's
it.
The
or
like,
that's the sentimental part of it.
Yeah, bags are replaceable.
True.
Well, even her mother's bags. You know, like, I feel like when you have one-of-a-kind type things, it's like, passed
down.
That's
the hard part.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that happened in the episode was Dorit apologizing to Lisa Rinna about pretty much everything. It was very much an apology tour from Dorit tonight. That's kind of the theme of tonight's episode. Do you think that they've squashed their issues? Because what she said was that she felt like she wasn't, you know, taking into regard the things that PK had done to Lisa Rinna, and now she just wants to wash everything away and start fresh. If we start the season again next season for another Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and they're both on it, are they gonna rehash this again or is this done?
No, they're gonna rehash. Are you kidding? Of course they are. They gotta
it's just
keep
a recycle
talking
bin.
Right, if we're talking about Pantygate, we're gonna continue this. Anything, we're gonna talk.
Yeah, I'm hoping for new subject lines next season, but
yeah,
do you think that this is over?
I hope so.
Do you think they cleared the air?
I kind of want to see other housewives come in, like, and be, you know, from other seasons to come into the LA and kind of give them advice or something different.
Something
like,
different.
Something dramatic.
Yeah. Camille, like, definitely. Drama. Yeah.
Back. Yes. Well, speaking of Camille made her return back on the sofa, and it was interesting that they had pulled up that Most Hated Housewife issue from Life and Style, because I remember that. I remember she was going through that. She was, like, one of the first housewives to be on that cover. I mean, there's some people that I read that love her, and then some are like, she's boring. Do you guys think that she would be good to come back as a full-time cast member, or do you think that there's not enough in Camille's, you know, resume, I guess you could call it?
I think she would create it. I think she can bring the drama. She knows what she needs to do, and I think that she'd be good on it.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I actually really like that she's not having a filter. She's just going full force what she feels. And I think that's going to bring some juicy drama to the new season if she does.
Yeah. I think we see some, like, what people were tweeting out. Yeah, she's bringing back a little bit of her old side. I think, you know, she got a lot of flack on the first season, so I think she's kind of finding her rhythm again.
But did you guys think that she was all the things that they said, narcissistic, insecure,
in the first
season?
One?
I didn't think so.
I mean, she was, you know, we live and learn. I'm sure people said that about me. But,
no,
I think that people, like, when they first got to know her, I think she was going through a tough time, going through a divorce, especially starting a reality show. You don't want to start a reality show and start getting into a divorce. So I think it was just the timing in her life.
Yeah.
But, you know, she brought a gift that is now in the Bravo Clubhouse.
Oh, ball gag. Love it.
Ball gag.
It matched your dress.
It did match your dress.
It was cute.
I mean, Camille strikes me as the type of person that, you know, you're going to poke me without me having to poke you, I'm going to poke you back. And, you know, that's kind of how the world works sometimes. Mm-hmm. So she was doing that with Dorit. Dorit was coming after her. This all ball gag would never have happened if Dorit didn't call her the C word.
You know?
It created something for Camille's storyline this season, so there was something for her to really play off. But, you know, other than that, if Dorit never did that to her, Camille wouldn't have had that moment. But, you know, that's what happens in Housewives, right?
Exactly.
Do you think it was as bad as Pantygate and her giving the panties to Erica, or?
No, I think Pantygate was way bigger.
Way bigger.
Yeah, I do. And I think that it's a possibility that they put the ball gag to rest. Mm-hmm. Maybe they gave one more little jab next season. But for the most part, I think that Pantygate was a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I think the ladies need to have more sense of humor.
Yeah,
I
mean, for sure.
Right? That's true. So we'll just move on to our next topic. Dorit and Teddy, probably the biggest subject line mm-hmm. this season. I don't know. I don't think that they're connecting yet. Mm-hmm. It's pretty evident. I mean, it's kind of like last season when Dorit and Erica weren't vibing. But I just see a lot of tension there. Even though we're in the second reunion, I still feel like there is a lot of unsolved issues between them. And I don't know if they're ever going to be able to fix it.
Right, I agree. And also, by the way, Teddy looks great.
She does. She looks phenomenal.
And so does Dorit, clearly. But, you know, Teddy, they talked about her surgery. I'm like, all right, well, that's cute, though. Like, she looks good. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think, though, because I feel that they just don't want to be friends. Like, I don't think
they don't
want
to be friends.
Yeah, I don't think
and
that
they don't
Dorit,
need to be friends.
Exactly. And it's okay to just not blend with someone. It's all right. You don't have to start drama with them. It's just okay. You know, you're here on the show with me.
It seems as if Kyle has really taken Teddy on her shoulder and has really become that sounding board for her, because she's coming into her defense a lot of times during the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So they've definitely made a connection. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts about Teddy and Dorit?
I honestly, like, I think that Teddy gets blamed a lot for the fights that go on. But Dorit and Teddy, I just don't think that since the moment they were supposed to meet up and she was 30 minutes late to an hour or so, I think that ruined everything after that. And I think that
it was like the level of, like, respect.
Yeah, because Dorit invited her over to, you know, for dinner to meet PK and brought her husband. So I felt like they were starting something. But as soon as she came late, they just never could resolve anything after that.
It was also because they cannot come to agreement on this time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 6 minutes or 36 minutes? Half hour?
Or an hour.
Or hour. Like, what is it? You know, so that's what I think is unsettling for Teddy, at least, because she knows that Dorit is lying about it because it's clear. And Dorit's, you know, being smart and sticking to her story, but I'm pretty sure that it was a little manipulated situation. You know what time you agree on.
Well, it also seems like Dorit was kind of letting Teddy know that she doesn't have to impress all the ladies and stuff like that. It was very veteran versus rookie. Yeah. That's the kind of vibe that I was getting. And with two seasons in, I guess you have that authority to do that. But it's kind of like watching Teddy just, you want to root for her, but you know, like, deep down inside, she's kind of like going through it with these women.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know?
But I did hear Dorit say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Imagine that.
She did. Yes. She did a lot of apologizing this season.
But doesn't that say something right there when you have to apologize at every
scenario?
Do you think
it was too much?
Yeah. Just stop talking.
Yeah. It was too much.
Yes.
That's funny. The apology was too much?
No. If you have to apologize to every different scenario, girl, you need to evolve and, like, look at yourself. What is going on?
Well, maybe if she comes back next season, she'll come back as a new person.
Yes, I hope.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Like a Lisa Rinna?
Kind of. Yes.
I wonder. Yeah. I wonder. They shouldn't allow it. They should have been poking the bear at Lisa Rinna a little more. I'm disappointed in the producers.
Lisa Rinna was just there.
They got to keep poking and get something out of someone.
If she comes back next season, she definitely has to hopefully bring something other than what she did this season. You know, and I like Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Lisa Rinna's friend, did you guys catch Eileen Davidson win an Emmy
on
Monday?
She did.
Congrats. She did, which was kind of cool because she's been off the grid a little bit, but to win an Emmy for what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you guys want her back on the show? Did she do anything for you?
I always like Eileen. I do. And she seems the most sane to me, but that's probably why she's not on. I don't know. I guess it depends on what happens. Because the good thing about Eileen is that her and Rinna can both team up and have
feed off each other.
But have a problem with something. So if they have a problem with something, they're going to be talking about it. And then if they're going to be talking about it, then the other girls are wondering why they're talking and what's going on. And then that's how the drama starts. So I think that indirectly, Eileen is a very good asset to the show.
Do you think because Eileen wasn't on the show, Lisa Rinna didn't have that one person to kind of click with?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Eileen brings something out of Lisa.
Totally.
Yeah, that's just like, she has no filter and I love it. But this season she was just more about zen and, you know, not saying too much.
She probably would have done the same thing. But I think it would have been easier for the producers to get something out if Eileen was there. You know what I mean? Something along those lines.
It's going to be interesting. I always get excited when we find out who had made the cut, who's going to be part of the next season. It's
Brandy.
It's this like thing, you know. It's that excitement because I watch all of the franchises and with Atlanta. I don't know if you guys have seen Atlanta, but you know, Sheree, who was on it, came back on and is now off it again. Ooh. So it's interesting to see when they do things like that, you know.
And was she as boring as Rinna?
No, she actually brought it, but I think her storyline was limited. Her husband is, or her, I'm sorry, her partner that she's dating is in prison.
Oh,
Bravo couldn't film, so this is all rumors, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the issue with
it. Rumor that he's in prison?
No, he is. He is on the show, but the producers only can do so much when it comes to, like, the storyline.
Right, you can't necessarily bring camera crew
there. Can't bring that much to the conversation, but I know somebody that can bring things to the conversation, and that's our very own Maria Menounos, who we love and adore, and we have information about Maria's podcast.
Hi, everyone. You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health, wellness, career, relationships, financing, and much more. Let our Maria be your big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You heard it.
Yes.
For free.
We love free.
Yes. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes. Yay. She always has the best guests.
Yes.
And make sure to follow her at Maria Menounos on Instagram. I love when she posts her dogs and all this stuff. She has the best stories for real. Yes.
And their house is amazing.
It is.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we love Maria. So definitely check it out. So since Dorit is like part of the centerpiece, she kind of ends off the Teddy thing as, I'm going to proceed with caution. And she doesn't really know who she is. Mm-hmm. So I just, it's interesting that Dorit, it's like the, it almost was like the Dorit show a little bit. I mean, the season.
She's trying to twist it. Like, proceed with caution with Teddy. I don't think anyone needs to do anything caution. Maybe her husband, like, I'm just trying to think of something. Like, that's ridiculous.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, no.
You do too much.
Like, Teddy is just fine. Like, she, all you have to do is say sorry, hug her, and you guys are friends. Like, she's not a difficult person.
Yeah.
It's Dorit that's a problem.
So it was the spinning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deflecting.
Deflecting. Deflecting.
Yeah.
All right. Last topic of the night is the whole drama with Lisa Vanderpump's magazine. Mm. Now, let me tell you, I think that Dorit was a little extra with the staff there. I think if I was working the shoot, I would have been a little uncomfortable. Just the way that she treated the makeup artist, I thought wasn't cool. And I'm sure looking back now, she watches it and thinks, okay, I could have handled things differently. But in that moment, it was pretty mortifying. So I personally don't really think that Lisa Vanderpump pulling her from the magazine shoot is a real super surprise. Just based off, you know, it's Lisa's magazine and she works with that guy Mark, and the fact that they pulled her off. Could Lisa have told her in advance to kind of like soften the situation? Yes. But the fact that Dorit's not in it, I'm not surprised. Are you guys surprised?
No. And for Lisa not to tell her, I bet you she thought she could just get away with it, just not telling her. And honestly, Dorit, I don't think that she would look at the magazine, you know, or maybe ask later and just
she
like,
she wasn't
you know
on
what?
The cover, in all defense.
Right, right. Like, probably Lisa would end up saying later, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I don't think that they're using that. And it'll be, you know, just something in passing. I don't think that she thought it would be as big of a deal. But to be honest, just really quickly, going, I mean, if you're an actor or a model or anything, like I did things in my childhood where you know if you throw a fit or if you act a little bit diva-esque at any point.
Or high maintenance.
If you don't like your makeup, who cares? It doesn't matter because it's not your, it's not you at that point. You're mm-hmm. someone else's look and vision. So they will cut you in a minute. And it's surprising to me that they just didn't even kick her off set. I mean, I think that they're being nice.
So do we think, and definitely chime in, guys, and people that are listening, I would love to know your opinion. Did Lisa Vanderpump do all this, chop her by the head on the magazine? That's really what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get her back for the things that Dorit had did to Lisa Vanderpump.
Maybe not Lisa herself, but maybe her creative director of her magazine or something along those lines. And I don't think that Lisa said no.
Yeah. Okay. You know? I get it. I get what you're doing. Because, I mean, that's what the people on the sofa thought. These women actually felt like this was Lisa Vanderpump's way of paying her back.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been.
Do you think it was payback?
No, I don't think so. I just think that Dorit was... She was really rude to the makeup artist, like...
Like, how are you going to Photoshop my whole face? Yeah, how do you say that to a makeup artist?
Yeah, and like, they put...
I felt bad for him.
That's too much.
I understand if you made her look like a clown and you're like, oh my God, my eyes shut. Yeah, and she looked beautiful because I have seen models who, no, like, you know, but
I mean... You don't even say anything.
No, you just say, oh, could you like fix it a little or my hair, you know, maybe more curl or something like that. Yeah. But it was just really rude.
It was. So rude. I mean, I liked Dorit, but that moment when she also said that she got poked in the eye. I mean, some of my friends are celebrity makeup artists. And I find that mortifying that somebody would do that.
Like, if he did, it was probably an accident. It's not like he intentionally did it, you know? Yeah. But I think that the magazine who said that he didn't want the negativity, he has every right to feel that. Lisa mm-hmm. has every right to feel that. Because just by seeing that footage, I would agree.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and it looked like Lisa was really letting Dorit know. Like, she wasn't going to back down from her decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's really what was going on.
She shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And Erica tried to chime in there a little bit with, you know, she should have hired her own makeup artist and stuff like that. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Dorit just wanted to be difficult.
And I think in that moment, she really kind of did.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, especially seeing how Dorit has been this entire season, wanting to look a certain way, having a specific image in mind on how she wanted to be. I could see her thinking that that's a glamorous way to be, or that's a good, that's how a lot of Mm-mm. young people getting into any industry on camera would think, and she's just a little aged where she's never done that. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just
aged.
We're watching an aged woman throw a tantrum.
That's a good analogy. I might have to stick with that one. All right, anything else left to say before we get into predictions? I think that was it, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some predictions for next week.
You're After Buzz TV.
So, I was not expecting a part three, but I guess because it's one of the biggest franchises, we have to expect a part three. And mm-hmm. looking how they stretched the reunion, it makes sense because a lot of things are still not touched on.
Sure.
Probably the biggest thing I am predicting is a big blow up between Erica Jayne, Erica Girardi. I love saying both names.
Yes.
Because it's two people.
It's fun. I love that.
Yeah, it's Erica Jayne, Erica Girardi, and Teddy.
Yeah.
Another person who you wouldn't think going into this season people would have problems with, and it's the mm-hmm. accountability coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I definitely predict that there will be some harsh words. I'm hoping that Teddy doesn't bust out in tears this time, because Erica was pretty
like,
tough on that one too.
Yeah.
So and we've seen it happen time and time again. Mm-hmm. So that's my prediction. What are yours?
Well, last week I thought the prediction was basically that Teddy would cry.
Oh.
And
for tonight.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was going to be a third reunion.
Yeah.
But now that I see that there is, I think Teddy's going to cry.
Tears.
And, yeah, I see tears. Yeah.
Oh,
I think at least one. I just think that you know, a lot of people can't handle very strong energies. I mean, Erica could care about her feelings and be a little lighter, but like she said tonight, it's like, let's not and mm-hmm. not care. I mean, what she said to Dorit about the swimsuit line. I think that, you know, probably that Lisa Rinna will say a little bit more, too. I think she's gotten a little bit more snappy as the reunions have come out, mm-hmm. you know, more so than the show. But I think that, yeah, we'll see some tears from Teddy.
And your prediction?
I just want to see what Erica reacts to being called phony.
Yes. Because she was like, no.
Yeah, what up, girl?
Yeah.
Any other predictions for you?
No, and I just want to see what Teddy, how she handles it, because I feel like they keep poking and poking, and she's just going to erupt. Let's see what happens.
All right, guys. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for joining us. We have such a great time breaking down the episode. I look forward to your comments. I want to know your thoughts. Are you Team Teddy? Are you Team... Whose team are you on? Because there's so many teams. Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you?
You can find me on all of my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina, and Inquiry Magazine just wrote about me and your time with Thomas. I'm really excited. Make sure to check out my Instagram at Thomas Erlina and watch my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas, for more information. We will see you back here next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.